Diary Fragments, 1901. I am unable to sleep this morning. I am deeply moved to have the things presented to me, as they are constantly. So many are seeking for the largest place. The best place for each of us is the place which is the fittest for us to do service to God, not the largest place prepared that someone has had to wrestle with difficulties. These will become the best workers. We have only a little time to form characters perfectly free from every vestige of selfishness. Christ lived not to please himself. He was in a world of his own creating, yet he had not where to lay his head. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Romans 8, verse 32. What words shall I use that will arouse individual members of the church to become one with Christ? There are things I must copy from letters written. John gives the description of the personal presence of Jesus Christ, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive for evermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Revelation 1, verse 17 to 20. The churches are represented by the golden lamps. They hold the treasure of the oil and disperse the light. A lamp in itself is not light. It is the instrument, the vessel, from which light is to be dispersed. It must receive both oil and fire before it can shine forth. A church of itself has not grace, the fire, of God's love or his glory. All is wholly dependent upon Christ, the source of all light. Receiving from Christ the golden treasure of oil and the fire, it can shine forth in distinct rays amid the moral darkness. The Lord's messengers have a message to bear, which is the golden oil of sacred truth, and if these messengers first receive the oil, as is represented in Zechariah 4, they will present the truth with all fervency, to make it appear in its importance. The explanation is given. And the angel said unto me, What seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold a candlestick all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which re upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, What are these, my Lord? Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Verses 2-6, read also verses 7-9. For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice, and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth. Verse 10, read also verse 11. And I answered again, and said unto him, What be these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? Then said he, These are the two anointed ones, that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. Verses 12-14. My brethren who have the truth for these last days, bear in mind the words of the Apostle Paul to Timothy in 2 Timothy 1-4. Whether the times be favorable or adverse, wherever there is an opportunity, press in, and when there is no opening, use every means possible to make one. Present the truth. The judge standeth before the door. Sinners are all around you. Speak to them the word of God. Lose not a chance, no opportunity to let the light of heaven shine through the human instrument. If the opportunity does not come to you, make your opportunity. Every soul is precious. We need to understand the whole description given by the apostle and benefit by the warnings given. Now, just now in 1901, how careful should the church be that they have the light and the oil, which God alone can give, to burn, to send forth divine truth and knowledge of what is truth? We have a message to bear to the fallen churches. Those who know the truth are to bear to them the word of the Lord, for many precious souls are in the churches. Every way possible should be improved to flash Bible light before the people. For Christ's sake, sow beside all waters, for you know not what shall prosper, this or that. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. They will run for teachers to oppose the present Bible truth with their endless theories. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Verses 3-5. Preach Christ crucified for the sins of a whole world. This is the work to be done now. What was the message of God to our world? Angels from heaven were sent at the birth Christ. What was the word brought from the heavenly courts? Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Luke 2, verse 10-11. Now our message is to the churches, just as far as it is possible to reach them. Do not denounce, do not condemn and judge, for this will close the door to many hearts, but present Christ the sinless Savior. Make the very best impression possible. Dispense light. The quickening influence of the Holy Spirit is to convert souls. The Lord Jesus wants evangelists, ministers, and teachers to let His light shine through them, clearly and strongly. Let not one word of censure or of a denunciatory character barricade your way. Many church members are living according to the best light they have, and they are to be approached as Christians. God has His oil and His fire for you to use, not your own human inventions. All who have been converted to the truth are to seek in some way to be the Lord's messenger to convert others. Satan's wrath will be kindled, but let no words be spoken by the messengers to create a prejudice so that they will not hear and will prevent others from hearing.